extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Sam Lowe, how are you?
Good morning. I'm really good, thank you.
I'm excited about what we're talking about today. Sandos.
Yes, Japanese sandos.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Okay, well, I mean, if you've been to Japan, you most likely would have tried this, especially from convenience stores like the OG 7-Eleven, where you can get them for like $2.
Mean, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm putting Japan firmly on my post-pandemic travel list, but I haven't visited. So this is a whole new world to me.
Okay, so before I talk about the sando, let's talk about like the style of cuisine it falls under.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so it kind of falls under a term called yoshoku, which is Japanese-inspired Western food.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
right.
So it's it was popularized in the 80s where a lot of the lack of the imagination of the foreign cuisine world were adapted to suit the Japanese taste.
Okay.
But however, through just evolution of food, it started to be integrated into Japanese culture and almost everyday culture.
Okay, right.
So the likes of Japanese curry, the wiggly jiggly cheesecakes that we get.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Lots of pasta establishments as well.
Right.
And also omu rice, which is like the omelette on rice.
Yep.
So these are all adapted from the Western cuisine, but have been integrated into everyday Japanese culture. And one of the biggest ones that have risen in popularity not only in Japan but also internationally as well is the sando.
Okay.
Yes. So the sando is a Japanese sandwich, and it is usually traditionally served with katsu, which is a fried pork cutlet.
I love katsu.
Yes. So so that is just another way that is that influence and kind of like integration into that culture. And it's made so it's more convenient for everyday commuters, especially in convenience stores and in bullet trains. However, through the evolution, the sandos have turned into multiple different types of fillings, and over time it's gained so much popularity that it kind of was even popularized in like pop-up restaurants and really cool kind of street food, etc. So there's a bunch of cafes, not a bunch, there's a few handful of cafes in Auckland that actually serve really good sandos as well. So I can share that with you.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please tell us, where do you go get a good sando in Tamaki Makaurau?
So if on their menus, sometimes you would see in kind of the more fusion cafes, such as the likes of Candy Shop or also Hello Beastie, which is a fusion restaurant. They would have them on the menus as well. However, I have recently only discovered, I don't know why I've only recently discovered, this incredible Japanese bakery called Mizu on Simon Street.
Oh, mean.
Oh, very close to us. So.
Yes, maybe we'll do a mission after the show.
Yeah.
So what's great about them is that they also make their own milk bread, which is shokupan, which is a Japanese-style milk bread that is used for really good Japanese sandos.
So I was going to ask, so with the bread that you use for sandos, is there a specific type of bread, or is it just any bread that you've got at that, you know, convenience store, at that 7-Eleven, at that restaurant, or is there like a particular type that makes a sando a sando?
Shokupan is probably the most popular one, which is a sweet milk bread. So it's Hokkaido sweet milk bread. If you can't get your hands on that, you can use thick cut white, super soft bread.
So
that is
comfort
the texture.
Bread. Yeah,
yes.
Is what we're going for here.
Yeah. The texture is super important because generally you kind of want the first mouthful to be this soft, caring, tender bite of love, essentially.
So none of your pandemic sourdoughs over here. We're talking soft, yeasty bread.
Yes, none of that crusty crack.
No.
So we have got milk bread, or what's the proper word again? Sorry, for the milk bread.
Oh, shokupan.
Shokupan. So you can buy that at some Japanese supermarkets, as well.
Yeah, you can buy them in Japanese supermarkets. Mizu bakes them fresh.
Awesome. That's so good.
Yeah. And then for the filling, you can use a pork cutlet. The ones that have been so popular through convenience stores have been a egg mixture.
Ooh.
So it's like egg mayo, essentially.
Nice.
So it's mixed with Japanese QP mayonnaise and also some Dijon mustard.
Yum. Mm. That sounds great.
Yeah. So would you like to know the recipe on
yes,
how to make it?
Yes, please. Give us. I want to go try this.
Yeah. So to make the easy egg mix, it's boiling egg. So two different types of temperatures. So one sandwich equals three eggs. You want to boil two of the eggs at 8 minutes.
Okay.
And then one of them at 6 minutes 45.
Okay. Wow, it's very specific.
Very specific.
I'm actually kind of glad you're giving us these like specifics because I've never quite mastered the perfect time to boil an egg for.
Yeah.
So the 8 minute ones, I'm assuming that's properly hard boiled.
Probably hard boiled, but the yolk is only just cooked. So
okay.
There's no sulfur on the egg yolks. So it doesn't go grey at all.
Got you.
So the ones at 8 minutes, you want to take it out and then you want to separate the egg yolk and the whites, chop up the whites, mash up the yolk, mix it with half a teaspoon of mustard, to your taste, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, salt, pepper to season, and then you want to mix that into the white, put that onto your charcuterie bread.
Yum.
And then with the 6 minute 45 egg, it's kind of still slightly runny,
okay,
but kind of still holding on together as well.
So do you blast these at full boil for 6 minutes 45?
Full boil.
Okay.
And to prevent the eggs from cracking, you can use a little safety pin or just a pin and then like just poke a little hole in the
egg. I remember my
granddad
doing that when I was little. He'd always be like, I'm going to do this bit because I think you'll probably just crack the whole egg.
Yeah.
help him boil the eggs, but he would do the safety pin thing because he's like, I think this is going to be a mess.
Yeah. So with the 6 minute 45 egg, chop it up and then place it on top of the egg mix. So you've got two different textures and cooks
nice,
of egg.
Nice.
And then it's up to you whatever you want to put. So I normally put furikake, which is a Japanese rice seasoning mix. Or you can use tagoroshi, which is Japanese peppers.
Yum.
And then that's your egg mayo sando. And then you Yum. Want to remove the crust, because traditionally it's without the crust.
Excellent.
And another recipe of the egg sando, of the Japanese sando, is the fruit sando.
Yeah, because when you said you were going to talk about sandos, I did a quick Google and I saw lots with the katsu, but then some with fruit, and I was like, whoa, sweet sandwich.
So it's like an easy way to serve dessert.
Mm.
And it's great with coffee or tea.
Nice.
Yeah.
How elegant.
Tea. Yeah. So it's just with whipped cream with a little bit of sugar.
Yum.
And then whatever seasonal fruit you want to throw in the sandwich.
Oh, easy.
That's it.
What would be your go-to? What do you put in?
I recently did one with ripe mangoes and it was delicious.
Oh, okay. Lush.
Yum.
This sounds so good.
And persimmon as well.
Yeah, it is persimmon
season.
Oh, you
like a good persimmon, right?
I love a persimmon. That
Rachel
would be great.
Rachel persimmons all the time for a while there.
Yeah. This sounds like a really cool, easy thing to try out at home. Like a really nice treat too. And you did mention that there are some places you can get it. So remind us of the Simon Street Bakery. Do they make sandos in there or do they just have the bread?
No, they make everything. So they bake the bread, they sell the sandos. They've got amazing selection of Japanese-inspired desserts and sweet treats.
Amazing. And what were they called again?
So Mizu. M-I-Z-U.
Excellent.
On Simon Street, and a couple of cafes will have them as well. So like the likes of Candy Shop and also the restaurant Hello Beastie.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Sam. I feel like I've really learned something this morning and I will be hitting up Mizu after the show, I reckon. Might have to make a bit of a trip, Zoe.
I'm keen.
Thank you for that one. And we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.